Good afternoon. 12:17, so just barely afternoon on January 20th, 2012. I spent the morning being productive. I spent about an hour working with my class. I spent about 2 hours working with my words. Yes, I was writing. It's hysterical, but I was. I'm expecting to hear back from Evo this afternoon. Evo is in the process of having a little discussion with ACX and by ACX Audible. I think I mentioned it before, but just to recap in case I didn't, ACX recently changed their rules. And while there is a non-exclusive agreement wherein I only get a very small portion of sales, the non-exclusive agreement was that, just that, non-exclusive. So I could put it wherever I wanted, as long as it wasn't, as long as I wasn't claiming exclusivity, the contract said, sure. Turns out that they really don't want audiobooks. They don't want books that are being given away in audio format in free someplace else to be sold on Audible. Now, the reality here is that this is a pretty significant change because audiobooks have been going into Audible for at least 2 years now, and they're probably going to grandfather in the ones that are there. But the reality is, the work that I did to put Ravenwood together is probably going to be either lost or largely devalued. I'm looking at possibly getting my head together with Scott Sigler, who sells his audiobook through backmybook.com. And he says that that's a good program, and he gets a lot of sales from it. I don't have any reason to distrust that feedback. So I may do something rash like set up an account on backmybook.com so that I've got an audiobook version available for people who want an audiobook as opposed to a podcast version. Now, the truth is that Evo's working on ACX to try to get them to understand that a podcast version is no different than a hardcover version. It's a different package. It appeals to a different audience. It's not the same thing as an audiobook. And it's not. Now, a lot of the same features, it uses a lot of the same words, but it's not the same book. It's not the same experience. To begin with, the audiobook is one continuous file for all intents and purposes. When we upload for Audible, we actually upload one chapter at a time, but the way it spools out, it just plays out like it's one long thing. So you get the intro to the book at the beginning of the book, and you get the closing credits at the end of the book, and you don't get music, and you don't get necessarily music. You don't get credits between every chapter, between every episode. You just get the story. Oh, that's the theory. That's the idea in terms of an audiobook experience. So, the argument that we're making, that Evo is making, is that this is a different package than the audiobook. The same way as a hardcover is different from a paperback. The same way that an ebook is different from a hardcover. The same way that an audiobook is different from an ebook. They're both digital files. They're both the same words. The package is different. The delivery is different. Now, for podcast and audio, I can see where they might think that that was kind of a problem. But they don't have any trouble distinguishing the difference between a paperback and a hardcover, or paperback and an ebook. So the difference between a podcast book and an audiobook should seem to be pretty logical. I think the problem is that they don't understand the nature of the podcast novel, nor do they understand the nature of the podcast novel's audience. So he's trying to talk to them, and if that breaks down, Will should know this afternoon. If that breaks down, I will be pretty much abandoning ACX for my own work. I may do some work for some other people there, but I'm not going to bother it with my own, because I refuse to back off my podcasts. The silly part of this, the silliest most part of this, is that if we sold the podcast subscription for a penny, that would be okay with ACX. So if you had to pay a penny for the podcast, then it's now being sold, non-exclusive, and that's okay. But you can't give it away, because that violates the terms of their contract. I don't know. The whole thing is just kind of crazed. But no, I won't be abandoning the podcast. I will continue to podcast. But the reality of Audible is that I really didn't expect that Audible was going to generate any significant revenue for me. And by significant revenue, I mean significant revenue. You know, I might give you $100, but I make more than that in donations. What I would want it for is to expose my work to a new catalog of audience, so that I know that the people who download Audible books has a small overlap with podcast novels, but it's not a considerable overlap. And so that would expose me to a whole new set, a whole new audience, a whole new opportunity for people to discover my work and decide whether or not they like it. Now, the reality is that every day from iTunes and Podio Books, I pick up 100 new listeners. Every day. So there's no point for me to pull the book from Podio Books to find new listeners on Audible when I've already got 100 new listeners every single day. It doesn't make sense. From a business standpoint, from an artistic standpoint, it just doesn't make sense. Oh, here's my barking dog. Shame. Shut the hell up. Makes me feel like Walter. Shut the hell up. Anyway. So, yeah, Audible is about to get an interesting wake-up call, I think, from the podcast community. I don't expect them to change their mind, and frankly, I don't really care if they do or not. The whole point of the exercise was to be exposed to a new audience. And quite frankly, I'm doing better on my own than I am in their catalog, so we'll see how that works out. I'm not quite sure what the big thrust on audio is these days. There's been a really huge amount of attention paid to it, as if ACX is the audio version of the ebook, the self-published author who is searching for an audience and an opportunity to get his work listed alongside the big guys. And I think it has to do with numbers. I think the promise of an extra 15 or 20 sales a year makes a difference if you're only selling 2 or 3 books a month. When you're selling 10 books a day, it's really not a significant number. I sell a lot more than 10 books a day across all my titles, so we'll see how that works out. Congratulatory news goes to Deborah Geary this morning, this afternoon. She should have broken into the top 40 on Kindle paid. That's the top 40 overall. That's huge. She sold more books today already than I've sold this year to date, which is not saying a whole lot. I think she's probably sold, well, not 10 times, but 5 times. Amazon put her on a Kindle mailing list, gave her top billing, shot her to the moon today. So she's having a great day in terms of sales. Having one of those days where it's difficult to write because she keeps refreshing the screen to watch the numbers change. That's terrific. I can't really say how pleased I am. As somebody I know is actually breaking into the top 50. She may break into the top 10. Who knows? She's got a lot of velocity right now and gaining the attention of people like Simon & Schuster. Should be interesting to see. There's a bid in for her audiobook, and it's interesting. I probably shouldn't say too much more than that. I probably shouldn't have said as much as I have. It's not my story to tell, so I'll stop there. But I will say congratulations, because if anybody deserves it, Deb Geary has done just an amazing amount of work in her first year. This is first year. Her first year ended on Thanksgiving. I don't think she's actually had the anniversary of her first release yet. But she started writing a year ago Thanksgiving. A year ago, last Thanksgiving. And today she broke into, she should be above number 40 in the Kindle paid store with one of her books. That's just awesome. I knew her when she was just a common person like me. So all you Deb Geary fans, make sure you log on to Facebook and tell her congratulations for breaking into the top 40. I'm assuming she does. She was at 41 and had a huge slug of sales hit her inbox, so I'm assuming she'll go above 400. She'll go above 40 today. I thought breaking into the top 100 was pretty good, and I really didn't do it. I only got to 112. That was still huge. And if my next book ever comes out, I suspect that I might break into the top 500 with that. Ryden wants the next two books ready to go to them so that they can start on the next two books right away. And yeah, I need to do that. That wasn't what I was writing today. I was writing on Ravenwood today, Zephyria's Call. But I do need to get those books ready for them, because when these next two books are done, that'll be it for Ryden until they get their act together and start treating Ryden like a business. The problem that I'm having is that I really think that most of the effort is going into promoting Orbit's books and not promoting Robin's books, Ryden's books. I keep coming back to this, but I really don't think they were prepared for the level of non-support that Michael was going to get out of Orbit. They thought, well, you know, a six-figure deal, they've got money in the pot, they've got finger in the pie. They don't quite cope with the fact that all Orbit is doing is throwing a whole pile of authors up against the wall in order to reap the benefit of the one or two that stick. Maybe Michael will be the one, but it isn't because of anything that Orbit is doing, I don't believe. So I hope they're doing okay, but it does not bode well. It's a warm day again today, and breezy, as you can probably tell from the earbud. The temperature when I left the house was 58. I think it's gone up. Certainly built up a sweat in my parka. Unzip this a bit, get some air in here. It has every indication of spring here. Everything except the trees budding. I think the budding process may be more related to length of day than actual temperature. So we've got a few more weeks of lengthening days before those buds start building, I think. But it is warm and moist. As far as I know, it could be 60 degrees by now. The midday sun beating down. A bit of a cloud cover to help keep the heat in. It's really quite astonishing considering that this is January 20th. I got my hotel room reserved yesterday, finally, for Cosine in Colorado Springs next week. I thought I had 2 more weeks, and then I realized that no, it's next weekend. So I got a bunch of stuff I got to get done before I go if I'm going to have any kind of production for the month, which is sort of what lit a fire under me this morning to get my butt onto the keyboard and get some writing done. It's kind of plodding at the moment, but I think it's going to come along. I really like where things have started out. I really like where things are going. I've got a story for it to catch up on, and what I'm really doing is the first act of what will be this new structure. And I really like the way I've envisioned the story unfolding. So I hope that having a vision of what the story should be will be more akin to what I used to do with Ishmael Wong's ideas, how he was going to, you know, get his pay grade and what was going to happen to him because of it. And I saw quite often that this incubation process, this incubation period for the story hasn't actually been wasted time. It's going to create a much stronger work in the end. Or I could be fooling myself. Either one's equally likely. So I'm guessing this wind whistling past my ears is not sounding too good on the earbud. Sorry about that. It's just too warm to wear the fleece hood. The fleece hood does give me some wind protection on the ears and on the earbud, but it's just too warm to wear on a day that's 60 degrees. I'm ready for my lunch, which is good because I think it's at least lunchtime. I'm going to get some lunch. I'm going to go pick up a kid. The other daughter has her karate test tonight for her junior adult black belt with orange stripe. She should have tested months ago, apparently, and she's been leery about asking me to do it, so I felt bad about it. I really don't want to go, but I really have to go. Because that's part of being a dad. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. And tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.